just doesn't convey anything. It means something different to every person.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. So we have this... okay, so... I guess we got the last part of this stage of the Gemara. So the funny thing is, Gemara... This paragraph has been going in like these stages. Like little, like, chunks of stuff. Okay, so this is the one about the rest of objects on water. I guess. We've been doing that for a while, but... Objects on water and their resting. Okay. So we have a machlokas. It's on Hayama Beis.
Good call.
Okay. Hayama Beis. So it says right after Teiko, about halfway down the page, or a third, two fifths maybe. Shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. So let's say you have oil on top of wine. Okay. Oil on top of wine. Because water, you know, they say it's the same thing. Water, wine, same thing. Okay. Someone says. The reason why they pick wine is because Rashi says. But truma, it has to be wine. Because there's no hint of water, which is truma. But with regard to Hotzah, the relevant ideas that they don't mix.
Right.
Okay. So, fine. So Rashi, so Gemara says here, Rashi. Fine. So the question is, if you have oil on top of, let's say water, oil on top of water, so when you pick up the oil, the question is, was the oil at rest on this on the water? Okay, water on top of water, hainu hanachasan. That's the hanacha of water when it's on top of water. But the question is, what about oil on top of water? Do you say that the oil was a munach, or you say it's not a munach? So it says, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan. Turns out, this is contingent upon an old machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and the Chum, the Tanan.
That's a
Tanai. Tanai, right. Yeah. Right, the Tanan. Shemen, so machlokas has absolutely nothing to do with Hotzah. It's a universal question. Okay? It's a question about Tumah. Shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin, to have oil floating on top of wine, which are both chuma, v'noga tful yom b'shemen, when the tful yom touches the shemen, and thereby apostles it, and makes it, right, not really for chuma, so lo pasal shemen b'vad. So he only pasals the shemen. He doesn't pasal the wine, because the shemen is the shemen, the wine is the wine, the two separate things. And Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Amar Shneim, Mechmar Zelza, no, they're a unit, and therefore they're both possible. Rashi. So, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, the Tanai Shemesh, El Chumash, Shetzal HaGavi, Enchel Chumash, Tzvul Yom, Posol, Se Chumash, Atar, Rabbi Yivamas, Pekara. Opos, Shalom, Vadal, Fisha, Inu, Chibor, Zelza, because they're not united, the Shemen, Posol, Ho, Elo, Tame, it's Posol, it's not Tame, Hilka, Chlo, Posol, Eli, Yain. That's why he says Posol, Posol, Tame. If it's Tame, then it would transfer the Tumah to, it would become like, I think they say it would become a rishon l'tumah, and it would transfer the tumah down to the ayin. But whatever, because of the tumah, it passes it, but it doesn't, it itself becomes tumah, but it doesn't transfer the tumah to the next there. So tumah means like, it's like tumah, it could be a matame the next thing. Pasul means it's pasul for the achilas truma, but it's not tumah to be a matame the ayin. Well, the Shabbos is nami, havikid davar echad, atzaf al hamayim. So since you see it's not chibur vis-a-vis tuma, it's also not one vis-a-vis hotzah. The lav hainu hanachasa. Right? Because that is not its rest. It's not. That's not considered the way the wine, or the oil rests. Anyway, so I guess the question is, what's the machlokas? Right? I guess that's the question. What's the machlokas? What else is there here, right? What's the machlokas? Yes, let's just get that. So Chaim just pointed out that. So, just to get it in line with what we were saying before, is that if you say the shemen is two separate entities, shemen and water are different, so then you have the shemen on top of the water. So now that's not the way shemen rests. Shemen rests, the way a liquid rests, is that it's, as a unit, is a munach in a kli, or in a hull. Now here, that's like shemen rests by being on the bottom in a cup. But here, you have the shemen on top of the water. Right? Floating on top of the water. That's not the way shemen rests. Now it's on a movable surface. It's just not the method of rest of shemen. Just like it's not the egg goes on top of water, that's not the way an egg goes rest. This isn't the way shemen rests. Shemen rests by being at the bottom of a container, being contained on a container, not by being on water, which is on a water which is shaky, which is on a container. That's not hanachasa. So if you say they're two separate things, that's not hanacha. If you say it's one thing, then it really is just part of the water. So it brings us basically. So the bottom line is the question is it a muna? Is it one entity? Is it two entities? If it's two entities, and we have to define this, of course, but that's what we have to define. But if it's two separate entities, now the shemen is an anach. That's not the way shemen is anach. Right? That's what Rashi says. That's lav hanachasa. Right? He says that, doesn't he? Yeah, the lav hanachasa. Exactly. Then it's a separate thing which is floating on top of water. That's not the way shemen is anach. But if it's one entity, then of course it's enough. It's basically like although it's all water. It's the same thing. It's one entity. So it comes down to that universal question, which when you have shemen on top of water, is that one entity? Is it two entities? Which is a pretty... The problem is like, what's it a question about? Like, it's very out there, so to speak. You know? Like, it's not a question about hotza, it's not a question about chuma, it's just a question about things. I guess. That's what it sounds like. How do you define things? Water and water, right? Yeah, they all agree upon, let's just sometimes just to start, how do you get started here? It's a very broad question. But they all agree upon water, water and water. Water and water is definitely one entity. Right? It's one entity. Alright, it's one entity. If you have a cup of water, you don't say there's the top water and the bottom water. If Fulyom touches the surface of the water, you don't say he just touched the top water. You know? You say water and water is one entity. Right? Water and water is one entity. That's definitely the case. Right? And by anacha, by kiran anacha also. You pick up the water, it's all one entity, it's a munach. Question is, what about water and oil? Is water and oil like water and water? Or is water and oil different from water and water? Right? I mean, outlines. Okay. So Chaim's saying that it seems to be clear that water and water is one entity because it's one entity. It's just continuous stuff. There's nothing, there's no difference between top and the bottom. It's all one substance. I mean, maybe they're different individual H2O particles, but basically it's one body of water. There's no chiluk between the two. Of course that's one thing. What is it, the top of the water, the bottom of the water? It's all arbitrary. Just one continuous substance. Right? Even though it's not like a solid is one substance. You pick up one part of it and it all comes together. Liquid isn't like that, but its continuity makes it it's all one
body of water.
But here you have oil and water. By what sense are oil and water one thing? Oil and water, as far as I know, are oil and water. That's why we call them oil and water. Right? We don't call them liquid. I mean, I guess we could call them liquid. But the question is, so what's the argument to say that they're one, right? Is there anything else? The egos, right. They also all agree upon the egos. That if you had let me ask you another question. Maybe this is a good way to think about it. It's a funny question, but what's the if you had to define the difference between solid and liquid? What do you say? Good. Okay, good. Good. So Johnny's saying good is that a solid has a shape. Okay, has its own structure, a shape, a form, whatever word you want to use for it. Okay, but it has a shape. But liquid conforms to the shape of the container. Right. See, that's what it means. Liquid, it flows. It means it doesn't have a shape. It doesn't. It's not solid. It doesn't have a rigid structure because of the bonds. But the liquid, the shape of liquid is the shape of the container, right? Shape of where it's in. If it's in the ocean, it's the shape of the ocean. If it's in a pit, it's in the pit. If it's in whatever it is. It's right. That's what liquid. That's what liquid is. You see, you know, that's the characteristic of liquid. There you go. Okay, so. So maybe it's that. So to speak, the form of water. Okay, form, I mean shape. I don't mean the Platonic form. The form of the water, the form of a liquid, is defined by its container, right? As the container defines, so to speak, kovea the form of the water of a liquid. Like the liquid. What's the difference between water in a cup and water in the ocean is the kli, so to speak, creates the entity of the water. Okay, it delineates and it defines its form. Okay, so when you have water and oil together in one kli, or is there all, in other words, the kli is a mitzaref all the liquid. Okay, because since the liquid is that which liquids, so to say, existence is defined, is delineated by the container, and the container delineates the oil and the water as a unit. It's one container which is delineating the oil and the unit, the oil and the water together. So that's the mitzarif. The liquid is defined as one because liquid's existence is defined and delineated by the container. And the two liquids, although they may be different if you're trying to drink them or whatever you want to do with them, you'd identify them differently, but as liquid, okay, as liquid, they are defined and delineated as a unit. So therefore, they're defined, they're quantified based upon the essential property of liquid, which is it's conforming to the to its container, and its container defines them as a unity. Okay, or do you say that you define the substances based upon like their intrinsic properties? It's not based upon the fact that they're liquids. Like you don't define, like you define them qua liquids. Like insofar as liquid, they're one thing. It's one liquid. The kli defines the liquid and defines them as a unit. Or do you define them insofar as you use them or whatever? There's the water's water and oil's oil, and therefore they're two different things. You know what I mean? Like, how do you quantify this mixture based on the properties of what it is as a liquid, and therefore they're defined as a, you know, defined by the liquid is delineated, defined by the kli, therefore that's defined as a unit. Or you say that the kli is just an accidental how they happen to be contained, but essentially you define them as by their properties. The liquidity and the containment is like an accidental thing. It's defined as two things. It's two things, and they just happen to be in one kli. My point is like liquid and the kli. Like if you have a solid in a cup, it's different, or in a container, it's different than if you have a liquid in a container. Okay. If you have a box full of let's say rocks, or if you have a box full of water, they're different. Because the rocks just happen to be in the box. Rocks just happen to be in the box. There's no essential relationship between the two. That's just where I'm storing the rocks. The rocks are rocks, and I just put them in a box, because that's how I carry them. But the water is, so to speak, the water of the box. Like, the water is, I mean, water could be flowing, that's a different type of water. But water, the water's shape and its state is defined by the thing. It's the water of the cup, the water of the box. So it's the water and the oil of the box. Now, since insofar as the box is like giving a form, you know, and really defining or concretizing the existence, the state of the liquid, it defines the water and the oil as in one entity. So you say that in one manner as a unit. So therefore, you'll say is that the kli is mitzarif of the two. Again, but that's insofar as they exist as liquids. But if you just look at them in a more specific sense, not just in the most universal sense as liquids, but if you look at them in their functional framework, namely that one of them you're drinking, one of them you're supposed to use for that, in the abstract, they're two different things. Water and oil are two different things. You define them in abstract, or you define them like in the particular, based on the particular form that they're taking on via the clay. And in that framework, they're defined as a unit. So you could look at it as what. Just to take a step back, to boil it down, is that water and water is definitely one entity. What makes water and water one entity? Is it because they're the same substance? Or is it because the kli is a mitzarif for them? Because the kli, all liquid in the kli is a mitzarif. Okay, and that's why water and water. It's true water and water are the same thing, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, of course, that is the tzirof, this is one thing. But it's the kli which makes it one entity. It's essentially because of the clay. It's not just because water is together with water. It's not just because they're attached together. It's the clay is what unites them, because the clay defines the body of water. So it's a body of liquid. It's not a body of water. The clay defines them as a unit. There's no demarcation on the clay.